Good evening and welcome to this Monday edition of Left, Right and Center. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. Four different stories that we are going to track. Let's take you through all of them one by one in this 60-minute special broadcast. Story number one, Kela Hobe versus Asol Poriwartan, the war of the two personalities. What are these two personalities up to? Has the war in West Bengal become less about ideas or issues and more about these two political personalities? Very simply. And who has the edge? Because a bitter personal attacks and a personal war has now broken out between the two. We'll analyze this in greater detail. Story number two right here on the screen is from Trinamool to the BJP. What's behind this man's political parivartan? What is there in it for Dinesh Trivedi? He opens up for the very first time in a comprehensive interview right here on this broadcast. Story number three, Maharashtra versus Centre. It's a political war over Ambani bomb scare. Remember, that has been a story which has been brewing, but now it has taken a political turn where this matter came up in the Maharashtra Vidhan Sabha. And now the state government feels that all of this is being done. NIA has been brought in to malign the image of the ATS and the Maharashtra government. Is that really the case? We'll debate later on the show. And our last story, this is the big world exclusive right here on NDTV. The world's best, Novak Djokovic. And he's spoken really well. You have to listen to this. That's going to come up in about 40 minutes from now. So that's the four stories that we are going to get for you right here on the show. But first, let's begin with our top focus. The big personality war taking place in West Bengal. What all happened today? What was the counter punch for the punch that Modi fired yesterday in the Brigade Parade ground? What exactly did Mamata Banerjee say? Let's take a look at this presentation.
Mamata Banerjee on the streets for the second day in a row protesting against spiraling cooking gas prices and also attacking the Prime Minister for trying to promote the COVID vaccine as the Modi vaccine. Trinamool had objected to the PM's face on COVID vaccination certificates. The Election Commission has said the mugshot must go from certificates in poll-bound states. As Mamata Banerjee spoke, however, four of her MLAs crossed over to the BJP. They are outgoing MLAs who were not nominated by Trinamool this time. MLAs that Trinamool says our party rejects. But BJP has welcomed them all, including a Trinamool candidate who was dropped this morning due to ill health, Trinamool said. But she was well enough to arrive at the BJP office and sign up. This is the biggest one-day exit of MLAs from the Trinamool to the BJP since December 2020, when about a dozen or so had left. The Trinamool says they are rejects. The BJP, unembarrassed about taking them into their fold and chipping away at their rival for the Bengal Assembly. In Kolkata with Judy Shankar, Monideepa Banerjee, NDTV.
All right, let's put this to a discussion straight away. I have with me Dr. Shukanatha Majumdar, Lok Sabha MP of the BJP. Professor Ananya Chakravarti, political analyst and a filmmaker, supports the Trinamool Congress. And Devjani Bhattacharya, political analyst and a columnist. Thank you very much, Devjani, for joining us. Happy Women's Day. Let me begin by saying this to the two of you. Let's but first begin with Dr. Majumdar, because I want to know from you, Dr. Majumdar, The Trinamool Congress says that these people that you are getting are rejects. Why is the BJP, and this is a question coming in from the Trinamool Congress, why is the BJP wanting to make its party a party of ex-TMC members? A sort of an alumni meet, if I may.
No, it is the wrong conception. First of all, among the five MLAs or outgoing MLAs, what you are calling them, one of them, Sharala Murung, he was the nominated candidate of TMC this time from Habibpur seat of Malda district. She resigned from the party, and before the Trinamool could make any change in their list. So this is the wrong conception, but lots of people are coming. Our door is open, but the BJP is leading by the persons of our Dilip Ghosh and others, Samik Bhattacharya, Mukul Da. Those who are not a new figure in this state. They are long, and Dilip Ghosh especially is leading from the front. Mm. He is our face, and face means under his captaincy, we want to fight this election or khela, whatever you call it. But some people are unhappy with the Trinamool Congress, such as Ravindranath Bhattacharya of Singhur. We call him as Master Moshai, commonly call him Master Moshai. He is so famous in his area that even at this age, I think, if I have not mistaken, he is around 90. Even in this age also, he is active and he is very popular in the Singhur area. The other people, they came, but some of them already announced that they don't want any ticket from any seat. They just fight the arrogance of Mamata Banerjee and her party and her bhaipo, who is taking charge of everything of this party. But he has, this Abhishek Banerjee, he has very little contribution, the formation of the Trinamool Congress. But other people such as Ravindranath Bhattacharya, who was involved in the Singhur Andolan at that time, he has been thrown away from the party. Last 5 years also, his decision was not taken into consideration.
Dr. Majumdar, the thing is, many political parties take political decisions. I'm sure if I were to ask the Trinamool Congress the same thing about the BJP, they will start citing examples at a national level and state level for the BJP as well, where you took a cold call of removing certain people and getting in different people. But very quickly, Professor Ananya, Professor Chakravarti, I want to come to you now. See, now it seems that, first of all, it was all along a personality battle between Mamata Banerjee and Narendra Modi. These are the two faces. They are fighting the elections. Everyone else is rallying around them, right? Now, do you feel that as we approach phase after phase of Bengal elections, we will see a much more bitter personal fight between these two? See what happened today. You had the Prime Minister launching a direct attack at Mamata Banerjee, and pat came her response, loud response, very direct and personal.
It's very interesting that it needed a prime minister to take on a state level leader. So in a way, he's acknowledging that her strength, you know, it's very interesting if you look at it neutrally.
No, by the way, if I were to just correct you, Professor Chakravarti, as someone who covers government as well as the BJP very closely, I can tell you that this is a political party which went with full force even in a greater Hyderabad municipality election. So, just for perspective, that's how they fight elections.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you see the number of people who are coming and, you know, who are coming in from the BJP, you know, from the number of CMs that are coming in.
It's a blitzkrieg.
I'm told that Modi is apparently supposed to hold 50 meetings in Bengal. It's huge. It's quite huge.
But coming back to, I would like to just make one comment on the number of people joining BJP. People join and people leave parties. We know that it's happening all the time in the country. But I just want to make one observation. It's too close to the election. Just before the election and the day or two after an election list has been announced, people will be disgruntled. In every party, people are disgruntled who don't get a ticket. But you know, if you study the psychology of a human being, you know, if you go to a party, you'll find somebody stacking up food on their plate more than they need. And that is a sign of insecurity. I would say that BJP somewhere, even though, you know, they have this money power and they are, you know, saying a lot of things, the PM is coming, the Home Minister is coming, they're holding so many rallies, they're throwing away around money like nobody's business, everyone is aware of it. But the fact that they are shopping so many MPs and MLAs from other parties like this, you know, over-shopping, it is definitely a sign of insecurity that the party is not sure enough.
No, but you see, in politics, Professor Chakravarti, you see, the point is, you can't grudge a political party for fighting elections in a coordinated manner. They do it. You also do it. The Trinamool Congress...
I mean, obviously, one cannot. But the fact that the buying spree that they're going on...
Okay.
MLA after MLA, they're calling up people, offering huge amounts of money.
No, so this is an important allegation. You're saying that this is a buying spree. You feel that there is a money angle involved. I will have to get in...
Not only that, it's a sign of...
Dr. Majumdar. Dr. Majumdar. Right to reply very quickly, because you've said that there is a buying spree which is going on.
Yes. I would like to request Professor Chakravarti to produce such proof that BJP has called any MLA and offered some money. This type of call recording should be produced by the Anna Chakravarti. Otherwise, she should apologize. You can't blame without any proof. Your people, you cannot hold them. They are leaving their party due to your bhaipo and audacity of the bhaipo. Even I have the personal experience of this audacity. I can give the example. These people so annoyed with the behavior, rude behavior, and the audacity of this man.
One needs to get
and
out
the number, and she was talking about the money.
More important, okay. Move on to gas prices, move on to gas cylinder prices.
First ask her to provide the proof. Without proof, how can Professor Chakravarti, she is a professor, without any proof, how can she?
For the BIPO, as you call the BIPO corruption, you have to produce proof of that.
That is a political issue.
Okay, one moment. One of my panelists has not spoken. Ms. Bhattacharya. Ms. Bhattacharya, now I want to bring you in. The real issue that we were discussing is the nature of the direct attack, the manner in which this politics is going. West Bengal elections are going. We heard from the Prime Minister. We heard what Mithun Chakravarti said. You know, the sort of language that he is using. There is also a calculation in Bengal that there is a certain amount of street element. The manner in which he is speaking. That will appeal to a constituency on the street and not necessarily to the Bhadralok, right? So the BJP is trying every little strategy. At what point do you feel, Ms. Bhattacharya, that this will become insanely personal between these two leaders, where name calling will become the order of the day?
I tell you, Mr. Upadhyay, Shankar, if you hear Mr. Modi's speech, he has definitely attacked point by point. But in his speech, there was not even a single unparliamentary word. Mr. Modi has attacked, but not using a single unparliamentary word. But in contrary, if you listen to Mamata Banerjee's speech, her speeches contains unparliamentary words. And that is very embarrassing. She says, Modi looks like Danuper Motun. And she, without naming the people, she says one is Hodol Kutkut. So these are abusive terms. She hurts below the belt. She uses unparliamentary words.
Ms. Bhattacharya, To say, I heard Mithun Chakravarti also, not the Prime Minister, but I heard Mithun Chakravarti also. The sort of language that he used can also be termed unparliamentary. He uses words like Lash, Shamshan.
Yeah, I tell you, this
no,
what Mithun Chakraborty said is a dialogue of a Bengali film. But Mithunda has repeated his own dialogue of a Bengali film. And people expected Mithun Chakraborty perhaps to speak a few dialogues. So what he did is a dialogue bazi. Nothing else.
Okay.
But what Mr. Modi is a master in handling
sure.
issue by issue.
Okay.
And as you were saying that it's a battle of personalities, I would rather say Bengal election is not at all a battle of personalities. It is a battle of paradigms of thoughts. It's a battle of several issues. And it's a battle of, you know, isms. Okay. So, Bengal election is all about issues, and it's very unfortunate that certain media is trying to convert it into
personality. I'm only going by what is happening. The BJP has projected Mr. Narendra Modi as the face for this election, like they do in all other elections. And Mamata Banerjee is the face for the Trinamool Congress, i.e. this is a personality battle. My simple conclusion.
Similarly, as Narendra Modi is the face, Amit Shah is also the face. Yogi Adityanath is also the face. Piyush Goyalji is also the face.
I don't think even the BJP will agree with that assessment. will not agree with that assessment. But yeah, Mr. Majumdar, very quickly. Dr. Majumdar, very quickly, running out of time. You wanted to come in, Dr. Majumdar.
Yes, Mr. Upadhyay, I would like to correct you because I was the moderator of that rally. And I was present when Mithunda said those dialogues. Before saying that dialogue, Mithunda categorically mentioned that to the people, to the audience, that yes, I know that you would like to listen to the dialogue of my film. And then he said that one. So those lines.
Sure.
So that cannot be compared to the Mamata Banerjee's line. And
okay.
Mamata Banerjee used such abusive words as mentioned by Ms. Bhattacharya. It is totally unacceptable. From a chief minister, this type of cheap word, it is not at par with the culture of the Bengal.
Okay.
These people only frequently talk about the culture.
Sure. I've run out of time in this first discussion. But thank you very much, Dr. Majumdar, Professor Chakraborty, as well as Devjani Bhattacharya. Thank you very much. I want to introduce my next guest. His name is Mr. Dinesh Trivedi. He is now a leader of the BJP. He had last come on our program as a leader of the Trinamool Congress. But Mr. Trivedi, welcome. Now you have joined the BJP. This is our first interview post your formally joining the party. What are you going to do in the BJP, Mr. Trivedi?
You know, wherever I've been always a disciplined person throughout my life, whether in my profession as a pilot. So obviously, when you are working for the biggest party in the world, I think let the party decide the role. And I think they are very clear about things.
No, but it's just that we don't have the clarity. But, you know, let me ask you this question. What the party will decide, we'll soon know. But Mr. Trivedi, you quit your Rajya Sabha term with more than 5 years to spare. Surely you would have had something in your mind, some calculation, some plan. People don't just quit like this, particularly in politics.
No, Sanket, politics is not really about having positions. Politics, obviously, you need a platform. And I don't think so. I could have gotten a better platform than Bharatiya Janata Party. You can serve the people which any way, as long as you have a strong platform. So I don't think so. Position, if I was so concerned about only position, I wouldn't have left the railways. You know, there is some conviction in public life. Why in public life? In every sphere of life. And more so in public life, you know, when you have value-based. So you do as per your value system. And my value system doesn't tell me that, okay, if you are a minister or you are an MP or you are MLA, not really. And you know, at the end of the day, you get the satisfaction of working with the people.
Mr. Trivedi, let me attempt once again. Do you see yourself playing a role in the center or in the state now that you are with the Bharatiya Janata Party? Where do you see yourself? Or somewhere in the middle, like a coordinator between the center and your state?
You see, West Bengal at the moment is poised for a huge change in the real sense. And why do I say a change in the real sense? Change is development. And if you go back in the history, West Bengal contributed one of the largest share in the Indian growth and GDP. West Bengal has the best potential of really giving you the best, whether it's agriculture, whether it is export, and whether it is a real Silicon Valley, real, not on paper. The most intelligent people, whether it is a space science, whether it is ocean, and like I said, the best students in the world are from Bengal. So all I'm trying to suggest is, with this big change which is visible, Bharatiya Janata Party coming to power, they'll put in an environment. So the question is, why do people not come to Bengal for industry and all, in spite of all the capabilities? Because of corruption, because of cut money, because of tolabaji, and because of violence. And Bengal people are looking forward, you know, I mean, industry like Tata's. We want people to be peaceful, like there is a saying in English, peace and prosperity. Prosperity cannot come if there is no peace, and peace cannot come if there is corruption. So I think all in interlock. So to answer your question, of course I would like to play a role in terms of developing Bengal, which I said when I was resigning, that I would love to work for Bengal.
Sure. I think we get a fair amount of idea of what you're trying to hint, but I think there is a compulsion that you cannot go beyond what you're saying, and I'm going to respect that. Let's see what happens or what position you get. But, you know, I want to ask you this question on the criticism against the BJP, that you're essentially just a rebadged Trinamool Congress. Shuvendu Adhikari, yourself, even Mithunda leaving and joining the BJP. What's really the big difference then?
You know, the issues which are irrelevant, I don't think so people are bothered about that. Whenever there is a big, in Hindi, the word called Havan. Havan means prosperity for the people. Everybody wants to join that Havan. You have seen historically. Have you not seen during the formation of Janata Party? Or for that matter, when Jan Morcha was formed, it is the anger of the people. And whenever people realize that there is nothing, it is the people who indirectly push you to get out of that place. Like for instance, as far as I was concerned, I have received so many messages. And one common message was that how could a person like you stay for such a long time with Trinamool Congress, with so much of corruption, etc. And that was one thing it was very difficult for me to explain, because they did not know internally I was trying to change, but I realized it's not possible. So most of them were trying, and I think it is, if TMC had little bit of their sense, instead of abusing people who are leaving, including Mithun Chakravarti, they should introspect that why all these founders of the TMC, the pillars, what has gone wrong? What has gone wrong is the party is no longer under the leadership of Mamata Banerjee. The party has gone away, and somebody else, and that somebody else is, in my word, your word, if you want to use the word, is the outsider. You have handed the entire party to a consultant, and that consultant is the, in that sense of the word, outsider. But we all are Indians as far as the politics of it is concerned. So I think this very narrative which they are trying to use, insider versus outsider, the Bengali culture of Swami Vivekanand, Rabindranath Tagore. It's not acceptable to people of Bengal. Because they see India as a one unit. And I think this is where they are making a blunder by dividing. Enough of division, enough of corruption, enough of Mitchell meeting. Let's build Bengal. People want peace, they want jobs, they want development, they want universities.
But I'm sure people of Bihar also want
culture,
the same.
Which is actually Bengal. And today when you use such words for the Honorable Prime Minister, and when you really stoop down to a level which is not acceptable by the people of Bengal.
Sure. Okay. But thank you very much, Mr. Trivedi. But see, this is an allegation that will stick to the BJP as well. Use of vitriolic language. But we'll discuss that some other time. Thank you very much for joining us. Before we head into a short break, let me also tell our viewers as well as our guests who are with us, the next issue that we are going to discuss is going to be the explosives that have been found outside Mukesh Ambani's residence in the Scorpio, and how that matter has now become every bit political. It's agency versus agency, center versus state. What exactly do stakeholders feel? We'll speak to them. We have MP Arvind Sawant, Lok Sabha MP and spokesperson of the Shiv Sena. Sunil Babu Rao Mende, BJP Lok Sabha MP from Maharashtra, will be joining us in a moment. And Navneet Rajan Vasan, former DG NIA. So we'll begin first with Mr. Arvind Sawant in just a moment. We'll take a break and be right back on the political war over Ambani bomb scare. So why has an investigation into the circumstances in which a Scorpio car was found with gelatine sticks and the suspicious circumstances under which the owner of that car was found dead? Why has all of this become political in nature? I would first like to go across to Mr. Arvind Sawant, Lok Sabha MP and spokesperson of the Shiv Sena. Mr. Sawant, good evening. I want to ask you if the NIA, I'm only going by the rule book. The NIA Act gives powers to the National Investigation Agency to carry out a probe which has national security implications. And this does seem to be a case because it involves explosives. Where is the objection, principal objection, Mr. Sawant?
I think it's not the objection. It is not the objection, sir. The objection, you are using the word objection. It is the, do you trust the system or not? The police department, or for that matter, home, is a matter, home department is a concurrence one. When you say law and order is dependent on the government, state governments. The government, state government has to look after the law and order. Now when the state government is carrying the investigation through their anti-terrorist squad, you should have waited for some period, should have given them breathing time to let them investigate. If they, you feel they are not doing it properly, then we have no hassles, no objections. The Honorable Chief Minister of Maharashtra would not have denied it at all. But the case is that you are so much so concerned that you have immediately shifted it, transferred it to NIA. That was not fair enough because we are showing no trust against our own police department in Maharashtra state. And that is not fair. That is the only case.
No, Mr. Sawant, would you be able to cite an example? You are saying that a certain amount of alacrity has been shown in the transfer of this case. Would you be able to cite an example in some other case where it has not happened? Because as far as the central government is concerned, they'll turn around and say, see, as far as the investigation into the death of Mansukh, that is still with the ATS. It's only this parking of the Scorpio car with explosives that the NIA is investigating.
Don't you remember the case of Kasab and others, those who attacked in Mumbai? Who has investigated it? It's the Mumbai police. Who has brought Kasab to the pinpoint the Kasab in the entire conspiracy. Who has done it? Mumbai police. Mumbai police is known for its competency around the world. Not only in India, around the world they are known for it. Of late also, in the past, in the recent cases, I would not like to quote the name of that actor and others. What has happened? What has happened to CBI case? What CBI has investigated? Is there anything else CBI has investigated? What the Mumbai police was doing? The same thing. What they have said, the CBI eventually come to that conclusion only.
Okay.
And therefore, I feel it was in hurry that you have transferred the case to NIA, and therefore the chief minister also commented. It looks to be fishy. Wait for some time. They are competent. They are the best in the country.
So you are saying that
we should believe in them.
If the
government goes and see,
can investigate 2611. It could have surely investigated this as well. Okay,
the government come and go. Beg your pardon.
Yeah, you're basically saying that if these cops are competent enough to investigate 2611, Mumbai police could have investigated this as well. Fair enough. Let me put that, if you allow me, put that across to Sunil Babu Rao Mende, who's the Lok Sabha MP for the Bharatiya Janata Party, is also with us. Mr. Sunil, if you can hear me, you have heard Mr. Arvind Sawant. He says that something is fishy. The manner in which it has been done is fishy. You could have surely trusted the cops in Maharashtra who have handled these cases in the past.
नहीं संकेत जी बात ऐसी है 25 फरवरी की ये घटना है जब वो कार्पो गाड़ी पाई जाती है 20 जिलेटिन के साथ में उसके बाद इन्वेस्टिगेशन में पाया जाता है कि वो मंसूख किसी शख्स की गाड़ी है उसको इंक्वायरी के लिए बुलाया जाता है उसकी इंक्वायरी चलती है 2 तारीख को वो हमारे महाराष्ट्र के गृह मंत्री जी और मुख्यमंत्री जी को चिट्ठी लिखता है कि जो इंक्वायरी में उसको हराश किया जा रहा है उसको मौत का डर लगता है ऐसी चिट्ठी वो सभी जो भी इन्वेस्टिगेशन अथॉरिटी थी सबको लिखता है सुप्रीम पावर को लिखता है महाराष्ट्र के उसके बावजूद वो 5 तारीख को मृत पाया जाता है किसी नाले में और उसके बाद भी जो भी कुछ इंक्वायरी होती है तो जब रहा देखते 13 तारीख को एनआईए को ये सौंप दी जाती है 8 तारीख को इसका मतलब 13 दिन तक का समय पूरा मुंबई पुलिस के साथ में वो इन्वेस्टिगेशन हो रहा है जिसमें कुछ भी ऐसा निकल नहीं आया है कि जिसका हम लोग सही दिशा में हम लोग जा रहे हैं इतना जिलेटिन जैसा चीज़ वहाँ पाया जाना स्कॉर्पियो में जो एक एक्सप्लोजिव है और वो ऐसे जगह यानी पैडल रोड जहाँ एक पॉश इलाका है उद्योगपति का इलाका है ऐसी जगह पाया जाना ऐसे ही महत्वपूर्ण कड़ी जो है जो हम कड़ी जोड़ नहीं पा रहे थे किसी को सौंपे जाना उसके बाद वो जिसका जो मेन कड़ी है उसको हम बचा नहीं
पा रहे ऐसा है अभी अभी स्टेट गवर्नमेंट पलट के ये बोलेगी कि ये कौन तय करेगा फॉर इंस्टेंस वॉट इफ दे वर अबाउट टू मेक अ ब्रेक थ्रू ये तो NIA assume yes you have the process and the law
हमें मुंबई पुलिस पे संकेत जी हमें कोई ऐसा डर नहीं कि हमें कोई पूरा विश्वास है मुंबई पुलिस पर लेकिन जिस दिशा में हम लोग जा रहे थे और जिलेटिन जैसा एक्सप्लोसिव मटेरियल वहां पाया गया जहां हमारी सिक्योरिटी एजेंसी को बड़ी सिक्योरिटी एजेंसी
नो आई टेल यू व्हाट द पॉलिटिकल एलिगेशन इज अभी इफ आई आस्क मिस्टर सावंत ही विल से And a lot of Shiv Sena spokespersons have come on our show and they have said that you did the same thing in the Sushant Singh Rajput case also, where you parked and plonked so many central agencies that you did not let a state government agency
function. Sushant Singh Rajput case mein bhi, Sanket ji, Sushant Singh Rajput case mein bhi humne dekha, jis disha mein humari Mumbai police ja rahi thi, uske baad jo CBI ko jab wo jaanch aayi, तो हम लोग उनकी दिशा ही बदल ली और काफी कुछ अभी भी कुछ
कॉन्स्पिरेसी वाज गोइंग ऑन
नहीं हुई है केस सुशांत सिंह केस
ओके वेरी क्विकली अरविंद सॉरी सर
आई कांट हियर यू संकेत जी
इट्स अ रियली सॉरी स्टेट ऑफ अफेयर यू काइंडली रिकलेक्ट हु आर द पीपल हु आर देयर ऑन यूट्यूब हु आर दोस पीपल फ्रॉम यूट्यूब हु आर द गाइस हु आर इन यूट्यूब रेजिंग सो मेनी डाउट्स अबाउट इट एज इफ समबडी इज कंस्पायरिंग To kill him, and that is as if they have their all proofs with them, and they were accusing directly. It was a media trial was going on during that period. You know it now. Who was doing carrying that media trial?
Yeah.
Is it fair enough? We must believe in the system first. We must believe in the system. We must believe
no,
in the
No, I'm just saying that if we deal with these cases individually, the because this involves explosives,
you have
this
a right
involves
to blame it
a death,
on.
A mystery death. This is very different from the Sushant Singh Rajput case. So if we deal with these cases individually, I think we'll have to look at it in greater detail. Why can't agencies work together?
I do agree.
Why can't the ATS and NIA work together, if I may ask? Let me put that in fact to a competent authority.
There must be, I don't know.
Navneet Rajan Vasan is a former DG of the NIA. Mr. Vasan, good evening. Let me ask you this question. Is there not a provision where agencies can work together and coordinate? NIA and ATS. Why should be NIA versus ATS?
There is a specific provision in the Act that the NIA can request the state agency to cooperate and extend all assistance. Actually, it is required that they should work together. They should not work at cross purposes. After all, the purpose of investigation of an offense is job of both the state police as well as NIA. They are looking towards, they are working towards the finding out who was the person who had planted those gelatin sticks in a vehicle. Hmm. So they must work together, because another advantage working together is that ATS, or for that matter Maharashtra police, can bring in a lot of intelligence which may not be available with NIA, because NIA is a very small organization and it has a very limited footprint.
So then, Mr. Vasan, what is going to happen? Mr. Sawant, you have heard Mr. Vasan. He's saying that you can actually be a force multiplier
that
for the NIA.
Shows, sir.
But in this environment, I don't think...
that answer shows...
Yeah.
That answer shows how it is fishy. He himself has agreed. The former DG himself has agreed to it that it is to be carried out by the state police only. But even if nobody can say that they should not work together. How can we say that? They can work together. Who knows? Who says no for that? But you must give them a breathing time. Without doing that, snatching the case, and he himself has said, NIA is a smaller one, unit. Himself has said it right now. He is a smaller unit. Hmm. Then what is the idea being transferring the case from state police to, the ATS was there, from ATS to NIA. That was the only question. Hmm. We must take care of Ambani. We are supposed to take it and we must take it. We are not obliging him anything. Hmm. See, this is, you must look at this person, because they are the big industrialists. They are, millions of people are working under it. They give the job to the people, employment. And
correct.
Care has to be taken about them.
Correct.
And one has to be very serious about it.
Correct.
We cannot take it
lightly. I think the consensus over here is
that every time the idea, let me
Mr. Sawant, the last thing that should happen is
the idea is Let me finish my sentence. The idea is what? The Maharashtra government is not competent. They want to prove it every now and then. The Maharashtra government is not competent to investigate any case, to fix the people who are terrorists or whoever it may be inside it. They want to prove that. And that is the reason they are doing all these things.
Okay. So that's an allegation reiterated. Thank you very much, Mr. Sawant, Mr. Vasan, as well as Mr. Mende, for joining us.